She's not. Okay. Good morning. Oh, we're in the middle of our chazara now. We're almost at the mission. We just learned that Shittas Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman told us that it's possible to have kavata, to have some type of lethal impact, even by less than 10 to 1.
It's why he said the animal was trafed.
Animal fell into a canal of 6 to 12 p.m. and he trafed it up. He said it's trafed. Must be if he said it's trafed.
It must be if you hold that
an animal can die
within
less than 10. And you might have asked the question from the fact that we execute a person by pushing them off the building. We don't rely on a little building to make them high. If you see a person, animals can die, less than 10 volume. And that's basically what it's saying. We think the same thing about people. People also die, less than 10 volume. So why do we need to make it so high? Three coyotes, which is 9 minutes. Why do we need it so high? Don't need it so high. I think my answer is because we have to make sure he dies quickly. So that's our answer. Now, after Isaac. We're following on the same theme. Questions are Ashman has said that is that less than 10 talking kills the person. He said you put a little red wall. The boss is talking about Michael. It's mixed to build a wall around your house. Yes.
Sorry, what's the difference in Mitzvah and Mitzvah?
There's no difference.
It's a limited one. Basically, maybe from our mission,
Maybe the person asked the double green mark, and he invested a long time working out all these different scopes. Never really hit my radar to me.
I know he taught us, if I'm not mistaken, that Ace and Ace is a finite. It's a higher level
question.
Who we're questioning.
Right. That's what he said. It's a higher level. Mitzvah are asking from Christ, not asking from the Christ, or Mishnah, all right, I don't know. Maybe someone else can
explain it better.
People are labor in metal. Remember the lady decision. So there's a passing that says a fear mark, to build a wall around a person's roof that he uses. Why? To prevent the person from falling off. So you put a little remember. You have to build a wall because somebody falls off it. So we've got here, remember the lady decision. The reason why you build a wall is to stop somebody falling off the roof, not to stop somebody falling into the roof.
Why would we even think that?
It's a great sensation just surrounding your body and then on some property, you've got a roof. And next to the roof is a room that's higher than it. So maybe you'd have to worry that someone's going to fall off that road and fall into your roof, onto your roof and die. Maybe you have to prevent people dying on your roof. So we say no. So I think we should turn the women outside the bottom and not put a safe tape, but the tape falls off from it, from the to it, since you called but I'm looking right now. If the Rishutravim is lower than the house top, lower than the roof, I saw the bottom, then nothing can take off, it can take off, it can take off, and one will fall from the roof of the house into Shizurabim.
Why is Shizurabim that one?
So if he's got a family, then it would be the same action. The reason why we spoke about Shizurabim before is because of the ratio. Mm-hmm. Right? It is the same. And if you know the ratio is Shizurabim, there's the people walking by, you don't need to do it.
It's just a clarification you're just saying. If you have a house on the yard, surrounding
still high.
Yeah, to do with your surrounding.
Right. The reason why I said the Shazaravim is because of the Risha. We said your bottle, even if there's a tremendous Shazaravim walking by, it's still pot. Why? Because the ratio of some average sermon is higher. You don't have to put up the walls and stop people falling into your roof. But if you have a roof that's higher than ground around it, and you use that roof, then you would need a wall there.
This misleading, it's a sound that's dark.
It's right. That's just discussion.
Maybe we'll see that with Peshitta.
Well,
Peshitta in the sense that his rishos, they're all. And Firu doesn't drop them.
No, I don't think it's a Firu.
It's Karkosh. We would have bought a maybe Karko. No, it's not his problem. But if this is Karko and he's caused them to fall down, so surely he would try for that because he didn't take care of people getting damage on his ground.
Interesting. I would have thought the here is not because of the ground around it damaging, or only because it's my roof which is good. That's why my roof.
So it was a halavina that the person's roof, he would be liable. It was time to say that because the person lands on his roof, he would be liable.
Right.
So we're seeing that the place where the person was falling.
That was loud. Shines off my skull. You say, okay, maybe I go to consideration. Okay. It could be. But what's the question? If you hold, if it's possible that it's that person can die, even by less than 10 tokim, long as he has some of the rights, it would have to be 10 tokim to be required to make a market. Even if it's 6 tokim, it's also lethal. Nothing said the animal's treatment. So even if it's 6 tokens, it's legal. So why is it not good at 10 tokens at all? Answer is the Gemara. How many shiny bites? The whole focus man saw lamb bites. A bite is different. There's a deal that Marker was said specifically on a house. Even a bite, and then build the house. Mark was said that about house, it wasn't said on everything, right? Even though I've got dangerous items, there's no chiyur market unless it was a house. So what's the height of a house? The height of a house is 10 tefachim, and therefore you need to have 10 tefachim in order to be able to be chayav market. So we're not going to say practically that a person can die from less than 10 tefachim. Even 6 tefachim will kill a person. But there's no obligation to make a marker around something which is 6 tokim tall. The obligation is to make a marker around the house. And a house is only a house if it's 10 tokim. It's okay. Minimum share is okay. 10 tokim. In other words, it's not something you can live in. So, to a height of a house, minimum size house, height of a house is 10
tokim. So, would Rav Nachman get a 6 tokim structure? But a house will be required to build a fence, not because of Maka, but because of the floor.
Okay, and I'm sure that's the one that then. Well, it really tried to prevent other people from getting that.
It was adjacent to Shusarabi.
But what did that? Shusarabi was lower than it. Shusarabi was lower than it.
Right, but people fall off the structure.
People of his own wishes. Him. He might fall off his own structure. You're not afraid to protect yourself, right? You're afraid to protect other people, right? So either male or children, right? Someone just asking, oh, it's not what you meant to ask, it's the opposite, right? But we said it though, she's driving is higher than it, you don't need to make the mark. You didn't need to make a marker. Why do you need to make a wall because it didn't break? Your house is dug right next to Shusarabi. So that Shusarabi was higher than your roof, right? Then top.
If you take a roof, why is that? Wall is already there. It's already there. One tenth of the fall, so you can make it better.
Yes, so it's a case where the stuff was always way higher.
Yeah,
and I just have to build the house.
You made it less than fall.
Okay.
If you wanted to build a fence, where would you build it?
Well, obviously, it must have been possible to do, otherwise, the problems of And the hammer,
where is it? Up on top?
Yeah. You'd have to make some type of structure, which is coming out from the height of the Shisrat. It's possible to do. But what happened to a human body? Well, that's not your question, but it's obviously it's a question. Right. See, so what's the answer? So I'm sure saying I keep talking about there was always this green depth there. I just made a house and everything I did a service to the public instead of falling 300 feet, then now you fall 200 feet. That could be one terrace. Another terrace could be another terrace.
Been on the neighbor's property that he was marked
here for just. Okay, it's the same terrace. Well, that was shame. Do you remember we learned that was shame? You don't need to. By Ushim, we said it's okay, you're not equipped to have a wall for Ushim. So maybe we're talking about something like Ushim that the foundations were built right next to Ushim surrounding them, and then you don't need to have it. Didn't bother you, don't need to. A good question, David. And, all these two, it's a domestic with no fear of body, only a fear of market. And there's no fear of market to prevent people falling into your property. There is a fear of market to make people falling off your house. If it's not your house, it's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Somebody's got a hand that's with a rent for kids for a walk in the summer. And it's sort of Pesach, actually. And we went down one of these hills in the Hassar area, and we came to some stream we had to cross. The stream is basically sewage water, but we had to cross it, and there's no way to cross. There was this massive white, must be to transport water through some type of massive pipe, and some girders around the side of it, and we tried to cross there. That's pretty dangerous. I wonder why they want to do it, but if I would have such a thing in my house, I wouldn't have to put a marker around it, because the marker is 3 hour house. It might have to be on pipes or on anything else, just on a house.
Interestingly, it doesn't have to be at the toilet, even on balconies.
Balconies,
unless they have people who were living underneath it. It has to be living.
That's not good. The marker may do it, it has to be a bias. So it has to be a bias, so it has to be a bias underneath it. Yeah, I was looking into it just recently, I don't know why. But yeah, So where are we holding? So you said the house has to be 10 o'clock, and that's why it's 10 o'clock. So it's like a technicality. And the right will say it's purely for technical reasons, and the legal loophole saying you don't need to do it, it happens to be not a house. Picking them up, gosh, oh, you think of a house? So it can't be because if so, Hashem Rami, Davamar Goya. So even if it's 10 foot high in the house, the inside the house is going to be less than 10 foot. That'll mean from us here, we have to take off, reduce. If you have 10 on the outside, the inside is going to be less. Got the tick row, you got the ceiling, you got the plaster. So I get one of the story inside is going to be 10. And if inside is not going to be 10 foot, then inside is not a house. The thing that defines a house is the residential quarters inside, not the outside. So therefore, it doesn't help you to say 10 volume because 10 volume is less than 10 volume, and there's a 10 volume not a house. So what's the next chance? On the leg, we're going to hop him in the void. He dug it inside. He chiseled that inside a little bit, went a bit underground, and was mashing the height of the tikra and the zibah. Let's say it was 10 above ground, 1 underground, and maybe, and there was 9 tokens above the ground, 1 10 underground, that means inside 10 tokens, and on the outside it was 10 tokens as well, so maybe you need to cut the mic.
You got this,
Hock Migaloi. Hock Migaloi. Should excavate, yeah, Migaloi is the inside. Even if an outer is only 7 o'clock in tall, Mishkachas lo, you can still have the inside will be 10 o'clock. If you don't make your excavating, then there's no limit. You can excavate and excavate. So even if the outside wall is only 6 feet tall, then inside they dug out 5 feet, and you've got a house of 10 feet. And you just need to have a gap. If it was 6 feet tall, so let's say it's a 10 feet for the roof, the ceiling and the plaster. So inside is 5 feet, and should I excavate another 5 feet? We've got our house inside 10 feet, not going to be really more deep. And the outside thing 6 feet tall, but it's a house. And if you now tell me that person can get killed even with 6 feet, so you should need to put a marker around it. Why is it there? If the house is 10 feet tall, you need to have a marker. Even 6 feet tall should need a marker. So because of this discussion, the Gemara now retracts everything. This guy's such a strong kasha, caused us to retract.
Remember, what
does that mean? One second, so we coming from our knock and assumption that not one whole the person can die from 6 feet. Why do we assume that? Because the animal fell into an animal, and an animal said it was true. So you see, even 6 feet,
it's an animal. It's really, it belongs to an animal.
Yeah, but it's a separate.
It's just separate.
You belong to an animal. So we're given an assumption that 6 feet is a lethal fall. And we know that because we're not going to make the animal a tree fall. Now the world's retracting. You made a mistake, we're not going to make that. At 100 times, we're not going this is the reason of the night. Because so by a hold, increasing the tour of the hour come out of it. This animal fell in from its legs and from the base of the ox, the belly of the ox, the crease of the toe, the stomach of the ox, the arrow, come out there. How much is the height of its legs, in other words? Right? It's 4 feet. And I recently learned it, come out there, and the canal, how deep was that? 6 feet. So anyone who's got maths knows 6 and 4 is 10. Ah, so that's why I'm not going to say it's true. So made it very good. So now we know why does the mark have to be 10 feet? But that problem is what kills. Why did the rabbi say the animal is trained? It's because the animal fell from its feet and therefore it has 10 feet or before. Yeah,
so it's going back to the house that some get in 5 feet because you got. There is a possible that says you have to put a mark on the house, but this still has a house, still is a house.
Right. The possible, you're right, right? So you're asking, let's have a house which is 1/10 above the ground. Would you need to have a mark here because it's a house?
Okay, we're going on this as far as, but the possible is a possible.
So the possible is a possible, and the possible says, you put a knife on it, be it some type of fall, where a person will die from it. So you're going to put the two together now. There has to be a house, that's true, but also has to be a height. Of the four of something can kill, and only 10 feet can kill. Maybe you need to have a wall when it's 10 feet tall.
Besides
being a house, right? That's what you meant. Also, it's pretty elevated to 10 feet from the outside.
It's not our subject, but what do we make of the word sabotage and impostor? Take advice, sabotage.
If it doesn't have one, you have to do it
all.
Okay, so what's difficult now? Says the Gemara, there's no big change of that. Almost how the 10th one does it. 10th one does it. And in the void, the 10th one, because we're not all 10th one, that's what does it. Why didn't happen to say it's a change? Because it happened to fall in from its legs. 4 feet, I mean, 6 makes a tree.
So if you have a giraffe, and you have a 1 tefach, or the depression, you're also full of 1 tefach in your feet. Balabor be responsible for payment of the giraffe.
So Rabbi wasn't speaking about a boat, Rabbi was speaking about a tree.
You can, but if you hold by a boar, that as long as the animal had a 10,
So somebody puts a stone down, and because that animal trips and breaks, it's like your highest payment. Even my kids are nothing. Right, so one second, let's just finish up the problem. Not so easy, not so simple. Easy, not so simple. Ella must listen. Did we read together?
The first word.
Yeah, I think we saw it, right? Ishtaka. So 4 and 6 is 10. Ishtaka. So turn down the feet on a cave when he hits himself. When the animal hits himself, now solid on a cave, it's hitting a depth of 10. Okay. And must this now we have a question. If you're saying that if the animal falls from its legs, you're ready to get high, it's ready to make it to the tree for all, right? And must this in the Tony Man Boy should be the home is you talking. What about the Mishnah? Mishnah said that 10 volume is needed to kill the animal, and a contrary Nafran, 6 as well. If it falls from its legs, 6 as well. So, what's the Mishnah? Of course, she's written on his good for him. That's the Mishnah. Bishop and Amisag, even 6 should be enough. What's chat in the Mishnah? Very good, you know, explaining to me that 10 from you. Okay, wonderful. Now we understand why Mark is in by 10 for him. Brilliant. Because only 10 for him got killed. But you yourself say that it's possible for an animal to fall from its legs, and then it will be 10 for him. But so the pit doesn't have to be 10 for him. Indeed. There'll be a 4 of the 6, and the length, the height of the belly, which is another 4 volume. So, if so, what's that in our Mishnah? Mishnah says, somebody picks a pit of 6 volume, you won't be high. Meaning if the animal dies, why not? Why would it not be high if the animal dies?
Oh my gosh, you're going to be small. We're going to rather tell, aren't we?
Right. What? Shmuel is saying, could also be going to do
it. Yeah.
And Shmuel is saying, that if you're not saying that an animal can die, six talking, so the Gemara asks, why that in the mission should be 10 talking, even 6 should be enough. So they're sure that according to Rav, that's not a question. Rav has only had to have heaven. So the legs, we're not going to make the fact that 4 talking hard. Be mashing in the shin, won't be mashing any heaven. The heaven's only 6 talking. Right? You have a bit of 6 talking. So the heaven's only 6 talking. The fact that animals falling free fall from above that is not going to be high when it comes to that.
Maybe yes.
When it comes to small level.
Maybe yes.
Why?
The velocity in which it takes in and inhales this. Heavenly air.
So we learn the basis, and the Abnunam and basis is not like that. Basis, remember, they said the Shmuel is on the previous page, the Olive Goyma.
Yeah.
You want to learn the Olive Goyma, and what's happened to the Giraffe and Shmuel? The main Goyma, the animal fell threefold from that.
Yeah.
And it landed on the ground around. And then they said, we come to one shot, that you had dug an area of 5 talking ground there. And they come to Shmuel on the side of the Pahote. When it comes to Rav, it'd be pot. It's like reasons, genosity, whatever it is. Yeah. Okay, so you push your eye on it. So it comes to, you're right, that this kasha is a kasha of Shmuel. Come to Shmuel, why is the mission say 10 talking, Rav? So it's not even by less than 10 because of the legs, height of the legs. Answer to Gemara, Omri must be seen the inkilidor of the boy. Shat in the mission is they rolled into the when we say that pit needs to be 10 talking, it's not an animal that rolled into the pit. In a hanami, from the Shmuel, would be chayiv for misa, or an animal that fell into the pit from its legs. If it rolled into the pit and it died, only if it's 10 talking. If it's less than 10 talking, there wasn't a fall of 10 talking. But if it walked in and fell from its feet, then it will be chayiv for its death, even if it is only 6 talking. Not enough minutes around the shul. Not enough minutes around the shul. How deep is the pit? Come to Rav, the pit has to be 10 talking deep. Come to shul, no. And be 6 as well. The animal walks in, and you count the height from its belly, including what the depth of the pit makes 10 talking. you have to pay for the death of that.
I think that probably reads well in the middle. The middle doesn't say bor that's a sarat fafim, it says bor sheshbok de la hanis. Has the potential of causing death, so like that addition of bor tefachim to six seems to be hinted a little bit in the language of the Mishnah.
But it does say that ma boy, they don't. The boy has in it what to kill, which is a sarat fafim. That's time that the boy itself has been
transformed. People say, why even bother with saying that they will have kids? Just say,
the lesson is in the book. So, who talks about boy? When it talks about boy, this time boy is then talking. Okay, so that's all right in the Gemara comes out. No, so rather than Gemara, everything good now. You go through all the pieces we discussed about traitors, we discussed about boy, obviously about damages. And we discuss about market. Those are the three that we have to do. So coming out of Mastora, that meant 10 tefachim is what we needed in order to kill somebody, kill an animal, 10 tefachim. But that 10 tefachim is not necessarily have to be entirely made up of the body, even if it's partly made up of the animal itself. And therefore the fall is that much higher. We'll also make the animal a treifa. Would also make the owner liable for its death, right? So the maiden, the boy, if an animal falls into a boy, let's go through. Animal falls into a boy, the boy is 10 tefachim deep. Is the animal a treifa?
Sorry?
The animal falls into a boy, and the boy is 10 tefachim deep. Is the animal a treifa? Should be, yeah? Makes a difference how it felt, so it's standing on
point. If the animal falls in, is it a treifa?
If you do it there,
yeah,
very good, right? If you do it there, you may be able to
remake it.
Stands up, very good, yeah. If the boy is sobbing deep and the animal falls in, is the animal within the first 24 hours and it didn't stand up, consider the tree fall?
If you shut it, yes.
Yeah?
Yes. Even if it's four. But I haven't. Okay. Amat Amayim was four.
Six.
Nine.
Amat Amayim. Amat Amayim. It's five. But even the height of its legs, the animal is six. So, yeah, if an animal falls into a pit at six fucking, is the animal going to be considered a tree fine as it stands up or lasts 24 hours?
Let's convert it to a pit.
According to what we learned so far,
yes. Oh, if you were standing in the boat, that's right. Even if you were standing in the canoe, if the animal rolled inside it, it wouldn't be a tree fine because it's only six fucking four.
We don't know.
What do you mean
we don't know what Rav Nachman asked in that case?
We do.
We don't. We know what Rav Nachman asked in the case where it stood up. What if it rolled in?
We've retracted. When the Gemara had this question to the market, because of this, the Gemara retracted and said, you see, my market has been bent on high. So you see, 10 tefachim is what's lethal. Less than that, not. That's what the Gemara says. If you see my market has been bent on high, so you see, chavata is only 10 tefachim. So the maiden. It can't be that Rav Nachman would have said animals are treifa on less than 10 tefachim. So we have to retract and say, no, the reason why Rav Nachman said it was a treifa because we're using also the height of its legs when working out how much the fall was. But the met has to be 10 tefachim. Six on the pit and four of its legs makes up 10 tefachim. And that's why by marking it needs to be 10 tefachim, because by marking you need a four of 10 tefachim. Because I didn't come off the bottom of the mouth. It's made it. Why did the run say the animal was a treifa? Because there were six and four. If the animal would have rolled in, and there wouldn't have been a six and four, then it wouldn't have been a treifa. And that's what our mission. The mission said, Ma boy sheish v'dil hamis, which is a sort of tefachim. It means in the case when it rolled inside. If it rolled inside, then it was a tefachim, then it's a din hamis. If it rolled inside, it's less than a tefachim, then it's not a din hamis. Right?
She also didn't for having a while. She also was lethal, so my strength.
Yes, go ahead. But the boy was 10 tefachim deep,
and
שאני קודם זה שלו, אני אראה בין סיק סופס, אני אצטוד על, הוא לא יכול להיות בין חיים, זה לא חמוד. Why is Shmuel saying to people? Why did Shmuel say about your potter should say yochid? It's because the animals shouldn't walk near like this.
No, but those who say the animals don't go close to this.
Be careful. Show you be careful, don't get close to this.
Yeah. This would not be the same.
Right. Or an night. Or a night. Either it's happening at night or a day, you know. Okay, so one more question is about market. We said they only need the market if it's 10 to 49. So that is why. Why don't we say a person is standing up there, we should count the height of his legs, and when he falls, take that also into account, and you should need the market ready for 640 or less. If we see that regarding trees, we say they include the height of the legs. So why not my mic as well? This is a kasha of a big parents. In a parent's answer, and it says
it will skip on the roof.
The normal usage, no, that doesn't help. Of course, you're right, people sleep on the roof and they would fall off and it'd be 10, but why don't we need even less than that? Because people stand on the roof. Right? We should worry about people standing on the roof. You should need to make up a wall, even if it's less than 10 top. Even if the height of the building is less than 10 top. But together with the four of the people. So here's the Kiddush that you only need the marker for the usual usage of the roof. And the usual usage of the roof is sitting up. The usual usage for the roof is to sit on the roof, not to stand and walk around. Therefore, you don't need a marker for that. It's a Kiddush by the the cash which comes out from the suit. So I wanted actually to go through a few rashes here. To learn to do the rashes, a couple of rashes in there. I think it's important for us, our limit itself, to know what exactly Rashi wants. If we're not doing the Gemara, and it's Rashi, we're up to here. Gevoya Mimenu Yud. There's a Rashi Gevoya, and there's a Rashi Menofa. Two Rashis, both start with the words Kiloyron. Kiloyron always tells us that don't take the Gemara literally, I'm changing Bosh Shat because of the difficulty. So I'd like you to tell me what is bothering Rashi in both these Rashis. Why? Gevoya, which is the third narrow line, first one line is Al-Gagori, and then the one, two after that, the Nofam and Toyron. Gemara said that if you have a house which is Gevoya Mimenu Yud Tefachim, the house is 10 Tefachim taller than which is Rabbi Miranti, the Nofel the Seichoi, Mitoto the Seichoi, and so this is Shusrab. The Shusrab was higher than the house 10 Tefachim. The Nofel Mitoto fell from the Shusrab into the Shusrab. Into the roof, then Rashi says, Kiloyma, Shanayfal, Nayfal, Mitoyah, Shusrabim, Mitoyah, Al Gagri. And the Bezan falls from Shusrabim into Al Gagri, into on his roof. Bottle, Milamai. Then Rashi says, that if he goes, Kiloyma, Mitoyah, if he falls from the roof, into the Rishon Tzaddikim. Kolema, Shanoifel, Noifel, Migen, Migen, Gagoi, Rishon Tzaddikim. Chai, the mic. Again, Rashi says, Kolema, what's Kolema in effect? Something's bothering Rashi.
Probably not too much, but on the roof, you don't want the toch. It sounds like you're falling inside the house.
Yeah, that's not what I want.
No. That's right.
So you're right. You're right in that part. Yeah. Yeah. That's really bothering us. The reason I was sitting down is because I don't think Mara was bothering me, and I was very happy to see that Rashi was bothered about this. We looked at Gemara as well.
Something with remarks to the that's good. Is that in the
research? No, no, no. It's in our comments, it's in Pshat. Normally, dilemma is something not understandable unless you change something. You see, you look at the Gemara again, and we'll go back to this version. No, no, that's again grammar. You look back in the Gemara, Kitzan. See, the first one of the line is Kitzan. I said, Shusarab and Gebari Gemara, so it's wrong. Shusarab was higher than it tends to be. They're not calling me Turk on a Turk, and somebody fell from it into your Rishas, Potter. Your Potter. What does that mean exactly? Somebody fell in your Potter. Potter from what? What does that mean? Something fell from a strumming to your chest, you are potter. And if you translate that in the Gemara, you don't do it. Something died, those are strumming higher than your property. And somebody fell from a strumming to your chest, right? Those are the words of the Gemara. And not following to your property, but then somebody fell from it into your chest, potter, in your potter. Potter for what? Lisa?
On the
market. Oh, it's a bottle. I mean, Misa. There's not a high Misa for something that happened according to Shusharim. So it's just part of a market. But if somebody fell into my Rishus, I'm the bottle of a market. Surely my case is that it's to stop people from falling in, not after 24. If somebody fell in my Rishus, past tense. Then I bought her from market. That makes sense? But if somebody falls from your house, then you are hiding from market. If somebody falls from somebody's house, then he's hiding market. If he falls from your market and he doesn't fall, there's no good market. Surely market is there to stop the falling, not after it's happened. Okay, you know, I'm going to put up a fence. After it happens, it's too late. So what does the world mean? Let's see again. Back in the Gemara, yeah? If the Rishus Rabbim was higher, 10 Tvachim, Minofal, and somebody fell. Mitaricha from the Rishus Rabbim, Mitaricha into it, bottle, then your bottle. But if it was a mukam memo, I saw Tvachim. If the area has a depth of 10 Tvachim, then no far. We tell you for that somebody fell in. Chayim, your Chayim, Mike. It sounds so crazy. It's like all the whatever, it doesn't make a difference what it's like. It's after it's happened, what's the point of putting up a fence?
That tells me about Chayim, Mike. Chayim preferred the dummy for the having blood in
his hand. Chayim,
of course,
that
shouldn't be a
blood. The possibility is a here. Comes here, I miss that.
No.
I means a liable for something.
He's liable for the responsibility if it lies upon him.
And what does he have to do?
True.
Here is a liability from at all. Malchus, Misa. What's a here?
But he
has not been blood in his hand. What's Chayim? Very nice. Okay, it's not Chayim. I'm
Chayim.
How does a bid something live? It's Chayim to pay something or receive something. Not that he's not. No, you don't say if something speaks so strong, it's Chayim. There's no Chiyuv. Well, you have to do something, but something wrong. But there's no Chiyuv. So what's Chayim? That's what's bothering Rashi. Rashi is saying, it doesn't mean that you fell from them. It means that is what could happen. That the noifel can fall from a shazrabim, then you're false minimize.
What does it say can?
Noifel is the present tense. Sha noifel, not itself. That the person who would fall from the shazrabim to it, false minimize. Now, even though it's a present tense that something can be falling, you don't need to put up a market. We're not about, and that was the other end, we're not bound me to your heart, to your heart, to your Kenoima, Shanoifel, Noifel. The one who would fall would be falling, meaning Gabriel and Mishasarai. Even though there's somebody who could be falling from his Rishus, it's Rishasarabim, Chayim, in that case, Chayim, the market would be Chayim with market. There's a key of it, there's a key to build the market. Why? Because there is a noifel that could be falling. There's a person that could be falling. Not that he did fall and then we have to do it. It's to prevent somebody falling. I think that's what Rashi is bothered about.
You can't go into the hole in there.
Noifel is present tense. I mean, this is the situation that could be.
Why is my name double?
Shahadu from the person who would be falling. Where does he fall from? No, he falls from the guy who is, sorry, falls from the kid's guy into Shusrav. Okay, let's finish off Rashi. Why do you need the house to be kept open? Mashmah, what's the hockey? It's apparent that less than that, falls from my care. Why 10? I don't know, even 6. Which we answered, no, we're going to love by the Torah and the Rechaimer, the market and the vice. The Torah company to market a house. How can we show up in this Kavoto? My yes, it's not a house. Really, Mori, Hoki, in Russia, so the Hoki, the Dutch, I'm sure they can go to vice. If the reason why you bought him to the legal dip in front of the house, and Mike can tell you why then does it say that Mook is going to use water if the area around the house is 10 foot lower, Chayim. Even if it's 10 talking around it, it's under Shazarabim. That will take off Maziva, they have a Gemara, take off the roof and the plaza, and the inside of it will be 10. The lawyer calls you the deal and it's not fit for living, whatever buys. Sixth answers, no, Mishkat is not going to buy, it's impossible to be a house. The whole thing we got boy, you chiseled out, excavated inside, and out of Megaboy, you talk with the inside of what's going on. And then Bigma asked another question. And finally, Ma retracted. Hello, time of Badai, this far and happen is certainly a shoot they come out of what I saw. But there's no come out of less than that. You need 10 times of water. But Rav Nachman and Rav Tichy don't ask Rav Nachman what's Pshat, why did you think when Chief Abel was 6:40? Because of Rav Nachman, he had an extra 4:40 on the deck of the bed. Why in the mission does it have to be 10:40 to be high for me, say? Think it up, shoot him over the hammer with lime and galgo and rolled in the north out of the tent. Okay, next, Sugi.
Is there any notion with a house and a market with Zekin? The house is not, but it's only 6. Of course, some instructions are actually going to break their ankle at the leg.
So it's not only a house, it's my rishus. I don't need to be worried about the boy, my rishus. Right? So, as much as you want to come in the bakashan, it's your problem. You're asking why is there no big market to prevent damages? So let's go with more. The next question, I'll be down on the first question. I should give a bird to shoot off him. It's owned by two people. Abraham and Marisha really disabled. The first guy comes by and he didn't cover it. Hashem really disabled. And the second guy comes by and he also didn't cover it. Hashem Yikai. Only the second one is the trash in Marisha pot. First one's pot. Why should that be? Why should it be the first guy is off the hook and the second guy is? But the first guy saw the same guy was using it. And he was drawing water when the first guy left. So since the second guy was using it, the onus of responsibility falls on the second guy. Oh, really?
Let's finish the mission today. Why would it be the same? Saying that it was clear that he was actually thinking drawing the water as opposed to what?
The Rashi of Gemara is Mishnich Mishtamish. Doesn't say the word of the Doi. That's Rashi explaining. Mishtamish, meaning it was, he was using it, what do you mean by using it? He was drawing water from it. What do you use a word for? That's Rashi's explanation of the word Mishtamish means. Then I can't mean it's some other use, I don't know what it's something they're trying to. Fine. Oh, we take the Gemara that they said. Yeah. And so then, oh, we boy, she should be making a shakas law. How do you have a boy of two shutfim? How is it possible for two people to be liable for the same boy? I mean, one of them dug in, the other one didn't. So, how do you have two people? How do you have two people? Reliable for a word. So all you can is to be long term keeper. This is okay for my keeper, long body we should say hi. If keeper held the body should be off in this night. That's it. If you go back to the circle which we started up in Tesla case, my fingers rabbi and aggressive, what I'm smaller, you know, all the come to rabbi. Every keeper hold your hand which is the army, then we should hold your bottom which is the army. So I'm in Boris and you should prepare to have only things to be like a giver. If you're not a giver, don't want to be a giver. You should 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 be a giver. You can have this. The hot is so snare. The boy is so snare. We have a hot of two people and a boy of two people. The fear is shoot on and there are mafia there. The way of fear burn, they were mafia. The boy. So then, who owns the boy? Brother Lang, so you have boy, which you should be. Ellie is still on boy, which is impossible. Maybe you hold the boy, which is impossible. You only had a boy, which is a rabbi, which is the obvious. Hey, finish Kachas, or the Chayim, and the where will we find your Chayim for good? Is it which is a rabbi? Is only which is a rabbi? Or which is a rabbi? Boy, which is a rabbi? And how do you have a boy, which you should be in which is a rabbi? How is it possible? How is it possible that two people actually excavate the bin? Says the Gemara, why not? They appointed something to dig on both of their house. If the shop is shliach, if they appointed the shliach, Shabbat, go and appoint the shliach for Omri day. And he told him, zero. Two people are going to dig for us, also Kondo, and dug it for them. In shliach, in Varameo, in the shliach for Varameo. So since the rule is an H L Babeo, because the principle is Divira, the Divya Tamlin, Divir Nishayim, if we tell you to do something, and the Virgin said otherwise, so who are you meant to listen to? Not to us, meant to listen to the Virgin, to your Arshia. You shouldn't have done it at all. And if you did it, you did it on your own accord. So since the rule H L Babeo, so this guy dug it. He's not considered the Shliach, so he's the Bala boy. So there's only one guy in the document. So have you ever
to bear is damaging public property?
Right. Right.
How about if they're doing a mishmak to you said the possibility of taking well for the
benefit. Well, we said we gave it over to the rabbi. Yeah.
I mean, it on it anymore.
And then if you gave it to the rabbi, that's all sure. Yeah. So here comes the chance. So the only answer you can think of is a shliach, and possible shliach, in shliach rabbi. We the car high chamisha, high chamisha. People say that the first guy dug five, and the second guy dug the other five. No, that's not about the children. We start with the old mystery showing. The first guy is not anymore liable to the spirit. He's the end of the five, the next time he didn't attend, the next time he transformed it into a boat of a star. So, how do you have a boat of Tushri? That's going to be the kasha of the volume. So, let me ask you a quick question. What's the name of somebody's mafia boy? He dug at it and was mafia in the bushes. He dug into the bushes and he was mafia the area around it and mafia the boy as well. Is that called the boy of Mishus Yochim or boy of Mishus Rabbi? I think Rashi tastes, places holds that a boy that was your property and you're a mafia, not only the Mishus Rabbi, but also the boy, you're not possible. You're not liable for that. Right? It's not liable for that. So, places hold. And Rashi holds, Rashi to Yad, the Nuram and Aleph, second line down. Rashi holds that if you mafia the area as well as the pit, it's considered a Gori Rishus Rav. Okay. You had a Gori in your Rishus. You're mafia the area around it, and you're mafia the boy. It's a boy which is rabbi, and you'll be high. Boy which is rabbi would be high. From the everyone, it comes around, everyone holds boy which is rabbi and high. If you're mafia the area around it, and you're mafia the boy as well, you're boy which is rabbi and you're high. But if my cat says, so it's a very shedding matter. The question is, how do you find a boy of two shoes? Kuntram Kiva is very easy. I'm after the area around it, I'm after the body. But if you should, by Kuntram Bishmael, how can you have it? How can you have a body if you should fail? Question is, why? Be after the area and the body. That's the body, if you should fail. That both of them are after the area and the body. And now it's a body which is around that was done by who? By the should fail. So they're behind.
But they're no longer
sure. Come to Rashi. If you had a body that you dug, and then you remarked the area around there and the body. So I'm no longer the owner of that bit. And since I was after it, that I made it. Now, if you look before then, it's considered my body. Rashi understands the heck is a type of thing, making it available to the public.
But it made the board itself comfortable.
Right.
So doesn't it dissolve the shukus?
Well, but who made it that it's now public property?
The two of them.
So that's the type of thing. According to Rashi, the fact that I was mafkir it, that's what makes me liable.
It's like a new board.
Right. Why they were detained, but I don't think it would there. And I'm not making it open property for anyone. So now I'm behind. The boy who's strong is behind. So, the question is, from the Rashi, what's the chance of the Gemara? The Gemara said, how do you have a fixed point? You should fail. Very simple, be mafkirit. Both of them should be mafkirit. That's this discussion on Rashi and that we're not from it. Let's look at this. It's not from it. I'm back to the whole thing. So, this is on the page. Both of them should fail. How do you find the point? How do you find the point? You should fail. But they buy them even, don't bother, don't say shift cure, you should have all buy on. It would not be good, you should add the buy. The place we can't say that. The pot on the put it out there. In that case, everyone will be caught. If the breach is down here, like I explained, it's a big cash for Rashi. And Rashi, if you look at this, is that my person of this. And then the last line of this is that my person of this says, you can't. Of Ches, it was the 28B, the last line of Jesus, and he really put it on the beast, half this on the beast. It's a long Jesus, honey, really, second place on the page.
Second
Jesus. And the last line of that one, Jesus says, or if you go four lines up and then the by the little football there, I'm all behaved, you should say, or burger. In a case where you're mafia, and your boy, So come for a minute, or you tell me, you had a legal, you had a legal right to leave that bit. Become hushed with the hip, and as you ask, the lamb, the barakur, is not yours anymore. Loi bechayim, cannot hayim, teida, how do I know I'm right? The people, tochkim on nashkuchim, boish, and nishuchim. Now, Gemara was really troubled to try to find the case of two children. So, take off this Kashan Rashi, based from Kashan Rashi. Rashi also gave him up here, boy, and the area around your higher because the boy should surround him. Said, possibly, you have a boy with two people that own this pit. You have a mafia the area around the other pit. So, you should be a higher. He says, this is a good Rashi. If you have a mafia the area around the other pit, there's no key whatsoever. But maybe that can't be the case of both. Shouldn't have been like 20 miles and account with another chance.
So what's happening unless you choose the outreach to grab in that case?
So it's just basically, if it's even I'm marking just the area around it, so who owns the bit? I wasn't marking the bit. So I am the bit, so I've got liability to look after my bit.
Right.
But if I wasn't marking the bit as well, so it's not my bit.
Okay. It's marking both. Those are projects.
You're marking both, they're both going to be. Right. Shit the stasis, we spoke out from the end share, but shit the stasis is the reason why I can go is because you did something wrong by digging it. But if you didn't do anything wrong by digging it, then you shouldn't be hired by God. So if I had my own issues and I dug it legally, my own issues. So I shouldn't be chayim, but I didn't do anything wrong, didn't I? Just, if I'm after the area around it, so now I have responsibility to look after my pit. People can come and fall in, so I have responsibility to look after my pit. Can I not get it? It can cause harm. If let's say I'm after the pit, I have no responsibility, I didn't dig it. And I don't have responsibility to care about anyone who's on my pit.
That's the thing we just said regarding the house, which is about the house, like what that's beforehand, who else like pushing.
Yeah, we don't know.
We have responsibility for that, and it's...
So I said pushing, especially not by pushing, you don't have that responsibility. And a special, takana by pushing the second. Small and... Yeah, it's a different set. There was already a depth at the point. Okay, fine. Where you all holding it because I'll be here right now. Keep up the good work.
There's Nichos. Right, right.
So where there is considered very broad, anything else?
Anything else to do?
That's what?
Anything forbidden to do?
The digging the pit and the person intrinsically in a favor.
Yeah, I think. Yeah.
It doesn't have to be an actual losa thing in Torah.
No. It might be a losa thing because being a mazik, the whole shayla is where it learned from.
Gezel, baby. Gezel, what I do. Right.
Chris, when you close them, very nice motors. Who's the model?
Just now.